Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell brings you mystery, adventure.
Nero Wolfe's office, Archie Goodwin speaking.
Who?
Oh, yeah, hello, Doc, how are you?
What? In trouble, you?
More trouble, you attract trouble, Archie, hang up.
It's our dentist, Dr. Thrumming.
Let him wait. We never can find him when we need him. Tell him it's after office hours.
Doc, you're talking so fast I can't make head nor tails of it. Look, listen, Doc. Come on over here and we'll be able to hear you. It'll only take you a few minutes. Right.
You consistently disobey me. I want to work on my paper about odontoglossums.
Doc Thrumming has a friend who's in some trouble and he needs our advice. Besides, we owe Doc a fair-sized little bill, remember?
Money again, Archie. Money is the curse of our times.
Yeah, man. Bring on all the curses that is available.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that renowned genius who is the bulkiest, balkiest, most ponderous, and most brilliant detective in the world. Yes, none other than that chair-born mass of unpredictable intellect, Nero Wolfe, created by Rex Stout and brought to you in a new series of adventures over this NBC network in the person of Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
This story is one we refer to as the case of the Midnight Ride. Oh, yeah, there was a ride, all right. But it would never have happened if we hadn't received another phone call a few minutes after our Dr. Thrumming phone. It was late in the evening, and Nero Wolfe was studying his paper on orchids while I was absorbed in playing some phonograph records.
Archie, not so loud. I can't possibly think when you play that infernal thing at such volume.
Oh, is that you said, boss?
I said I can't understand why you can't get music from a phonograph without vibrating the top of the instrument.
That's right.
I can't understand why the neighbors haven't called the police. Do you hear that? Archie!
All right, I'll answer.
You're fired.
Naturally. Hello?
Hello. Is this Archie Goodwin?
No, Mr. Wolf's... What? Me?
Archie.
Yeah, who is it?
I need help, Archie. Please. Come at once. Please. Oh, please. You and Nero.
Who is this?
This is Gloria... No, don't.
Gloria who?
Ronaldo... West...
Hello? Hello? Well, did you hear that?
Another female bar. What happened?
Boss, who do you know named Gloria?
Gloria? I know nothing about anyone named Gloria.
She said her name was Gloria something. I couldn't quite get the last name. But she did say Ronaldo Road.
Well, it's quite possible that she resides on Ronaldo Road.
First she asked if this was Archie Goodwin speaking, and before I had a chance to say anything, she asked me to come to her at once. She needed help. For you to bring me along. I mean, for me to bring Nero along.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, she said she was Gloria Barr or Mar or something like that, and then she said Ronaldo Road West, and then the scream, and that's all there was.
The usual pattern of your experience with women.
Sounded like a hand was slapped over her mouth, or she was grabbed by the throat. Bring Nero with you.
I am taking no more assignments this week.
Ronaldo Road West, where is it?
I don't believe there is a Ronaldo Road West. If I remember correctly, Ronaldo Road runs north and south and is approximately 12 miles long.
But she said west.
What she probably tried to say when she was interrupted was Ronaldo Road West Chester.
Westchester, of course.
Asked Inspector Kramer to try to check on that phone call.
I'll ask him to try.
By the way, do you expect to find this Gloria alive, Archie?
I certainly hope so.
Now, are you aware that if someone strangled her, then they must have heard her speak your name?
Yes, and yours, too. Shall I open it, boss?
Why not? Let us face it, Archie. Huh?
It's me, Archie.
Wait till I slide the night chain off, Dr. Thrumming.
My nose.
I forgot all about you, Doc. Where have you been?
It's only been 3 or 4 minutes. I have never had such a disturbing night since I had my first patient. But at first I was afraid to leave the house.
And why were you so afraid, Dr. Thrumming?
Well, there were two men sitting in front of my place in the car. Oh, good evening, Nero.
Were they waiting for you, Doctor?
Well, why not? It's very likely. Since he called me, I've been so completely unnerved.
Here, Doc, here. Have some brandy.
Oh, no. You know, I never... Well, that is a small one. I am upset. You understand, Archie. Oh, well, that's a desert.
Just who called you and upset you so?
Oh, hello, Nira. Did someone call me? When?
You phoned me frantically that a woman called you. I couldn't understand you on the phone.
Oh, yes, yes, poor Gloria. She was cut off.
Oh, Gloria. Did you say Gloria?
But didn't I? I thought I did. Oh, dear. What did you say?
I said Gloria.
Oh, my, isn't that strange? I thought that's what I said. No, no, no more, please.
We just had a call from Gloria. Who is Gloria?
Well, you remember, we all went to school together. You do too remember. Gloria, you know, she was,
Just what is Gloria's last name, Dr. Drumming?
Well, it was Gloria Barnsworth. I don't know what it is now.
That's what she was trying to say to me, Barnsworth.
Did she tell you where to find her?
No, she didn't. Dear me. She was just about to tell me when I said I'd call you and Archie and get your help. And then she was cut off.
How do you know she's the Gloria Barnsworth you knew and I'm supposed to know?
My. Could you open the windows?
Why, yes.
Archie.
Oh, sorry, Doc. The air outside's contaminated.
Oh, is that so? With what?
Oxygen.
Oh, these factories. Oh, well, I found her picture in an old class photo. Here it is.
Yeah, now I remember. But, Doc, you and this gal were several years ahead of me in school. I'm not in this picture, so she must be about 40 now.
Well, gentlemen, you both seem to have the situation well in hand now. So, if you'll excuse me, I will retire to my room.
Yes, but we don't have anything figured out yet.
But you will. Let me know in the morning how successful you have been. Good night.
Well, anyway, a woman called here, and just as she was about to tell me who she was and her address, she was cut off as though she was strangled.
Yeah, Archie, did you say someone strangled her?
I don't know, Doc. I hope not. Well, let's start our search along Ronaldo Road.
Archie, don't answer it. They're after me. The men in the car, they saw me come in here.
After you, nonsense.
They found out Gloria phoned me. Don't let them in.
Now, how could you know all that?
Oh, dear me. Do you mind? A short one? I'm so weak today. No, please, Archie, don't open it. I warn you.
Just relax, Doc. I'll handle this. Good evening.
Evening. Are you Archie Goodwin?
No, he is.
Yes. No, I'm not. He is.
Put up your hands. Unhook the night chain. Now just turn off this light.
Oh, I told you.
Where's Wolf?
Oh, he's been in bed for hours.
And who is this little man?
Why, I'm...
Don't you know? This is my my brother Cuthbert.
Yes, he's quite right. I'm a bit older than he is.
Shut up, Cuthbert.
All right, get your coats and hats off that rack.
What for?
We're all going for a little ride along the river, and it's a bit chilly.
Oh, dear me. I feel faint. I'm getting dizzy.
Get your hat.
Yes, sir.
And put that bottle down.
But it's so cold out
there. Get along. Here's the car. Now, Mr. Goodwin, hand over that gun in your pocket.
But I haven't got... Okay, there you are.
Thank you. Now get in the car. You get in the front seat with the driver, Goodwin. Your brother can get back with me. Okay, you know where we're going, driver.
Yeah, but
what? Get going.
But do you know who this guy is?
I do. Why?
Well, now, look, Well, this guy is Archie Goodwin.
What if he is?
Well, this won't work. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be Goodwin. He's with Nero Wolf.
What's your name, pal? I can't see, but I seem to recognize your voice.
Well, you see, it was like this. I was in a...
Are you going to shut up and start driving?
Okay, I'm going.
Now, see here, it's getting very late. I don't like this. Where are you taking us?
Keep calm, Doc.
Yeah, don't get excited. Just take it easy. Listen, Goodwin, I got a record
for
you.
Shut up, you.
What's the idea back of all this, friend?
We're off the road here, driver.
Yes, but we're way out in the country.
Now, we'll all get out here.
Now, wait a minute.
I said get out. You too, driver.
Oh, now, wait a second. What's the big idea?
Now, all of you start walking over to that clump of trees. Go on.
What's he going to do?
What do you think?
Okay, that's good. Just stand there. Now get out your gun, driver.
Oh, now wait a minute. This is
the way you... Get out your gun, and don't turn around, driver. Now let him have it. Go on, or I'll kill you.
I don't go in for this kind of stuff. Besides,
come on, empty your gun into them. Go on. Now just drop your gun on the ground. There. Now I will take Goodwin's gun, and after I finish with it, I'll just toss it over beside his body.
You what? Hey, now wait a minute.
You'll notice I have gloves on.
Hey, Doc. Dr. Thrumming. You all right, Doc?
Oh, Archie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got you into this. I can't last long.
Where are you hit?
Tell Nero I make him a present of his new bridge work I put in.
Let me have a look at you.
I wanted to die in my bed with my friends around
me. You're not bleeding.
I wanted the choir to sing. What? I'm not bleeding?
No.
Are you?
No. The driver was a bad shot. He missed both of them.
Then what am I doing down here on the ground?
You fainted at the first shot. I dropped purposely on the second shot. He missed every time. Come on, get up from there. We're very lucky people.
What became of them?
Hand me my gun.
Oh, is this your gun?
Wrap it in his handkerchief. Come over here. Yep. Here he is, the driver.
And he's dead. This is dreadful, Archie. What do we do now?
You got a lighter?
Here's my pocket flash.
Well, here's his gun beside him. Don't touch it. We'll look through his pockets. You knew what he meant when he said he had a record for me someplace. A picture of a girl says to Mike from Violet. Mike. The fellow's face is certainly familiar, but I can't... Hey, wait a minute. Mike Jordan, that's it.
Mike Jordan?
Yeah, Wolf cleared him on a frame-up 3 years ago, and this girl Violet is an entertainer in a nightclub downtown.
Violet, yes, but what does all this have to do with Gloria?
Strange, there's no other identification on him. The other guy took it off of him. Well, now we gotta find Violet.
How? We can't even find Gloria.
I think now that this guy Mike Jordan missed us deliberately. Let's start hoofing it back to that last crossroad. There was a telephone there. I'll call Nero. So that's the story so far, Mr. Wolf. Sorry to wake you up, but we wanted you to know.
Yes, we did. Oh, such a night.
What was your reason for telling the man that Dr. Thrumming was your brother?
Well, I didn't want him to know that it was Doc because Gloria had called Doc and he must have known about it.
And the driver turned out to be Mike Jordan. And what did Mike say to you in the car?
Well, he didn't finish, but he said, I got a record for you, Goodwin. And then the man shot him up.
And when you located Violet at her place, she was cataloging recordings, hmm? Bring it in here now, Archie. Sit down, Dr. Thrumming.
Yes, I am a bit weary.
Come in, Violet. Violet, this is...
Hey, wait a minute. You're Nero Wolf.
Sit down, Miss Violet.
Well, what's the idea, Mr. Goodwin? Why'd you bring me here?
Well, you look at this photo. It says, to Mike from Violet.
Where'd you get this?
I got it, Violet. What we want to know is, where's Mike now? What's he doing? Can you tell us where he lives?
What's Mike done now?
Can you tell us his address?
Maybe.
Do you know who he has been working for?
Yeah. A guy with a big car and a lot of dough.
You've seen this man?
Yeah, kind of a good-looking guy. I think his name is Durant or something like that.
I understand you have been occupying yourself with cataloging some phonograph recordings.
Yeah, that's what I was doing when Mr. Goodwin came in. Mike's got a home recorder over at his place.
Do you have all the records that have been made on the machine so far?
No, just what we made in the last week. Lots more at his place.
Do you and Mike know of a woman named Gloria?
No, at least I don't remember.
It was on Rinaldo Road. Gloria Barnesworth was her maiden name.
Where is this Rinaldo Road? I don't know.
It's in Westchester, we think.
I've never been there. What has Mike done, Mr. Wolf? Is it bad?
As a matter of fact, Mike is in the clear.
Good.
There's no charge against him, and there never will be. You haven't seen him for a couple of days?
No. And I never go to his apartment unless him and some guests are there. Do you know where he is?
Will you give me the address of his apartment?
Okay. 324 East 35th Street.
Thank you very much, young lady.
What's all so mysterious? Well, something's happened to Mike. I can tell by the way you talk.
Very well, Archie. You have a special visit to make. Look for the machine, and it's quite late, so you had best hurry.
Well, I'm going with you, Archie. Good night, Nero. Oh, I mean, good morning. Oh, I don't even know what day it is.
Come along, Violet. We'll drop you at your place first. Well, here we are, Doc.
Yes, has his name right on it. Mike Jordan.
No, we're fairly certain that no one's in there. What do you know? It didn't lock. The lights are on.
I know.
Listen.
Yes, a light humming noise. Huh. But where is it coming from?
Overnight corner, those wall cabinets.
There it is. A radio. And a phonograph combination.
Yes, and a recording machine. And the recording arm's still down on the record. Just lift it off and put the playback needle on. Yeah, there we are.
Look, I don't go in for that kind of stuff. You've been working for me for several weeks now, haven't you?
Oh, sure, boss, but I never went into no kind of...
We're going to pick this guy up and take him for a little ride.
It ain't my line.
All you do is drive the car.
Okay, I'll take a chance. But remember, I'm just the driver of your car. If anything happens, I didn't know nothing.
You'll do just as I say. Incidentally, I know a lot about you. Things the police would like to know.
Okay. Okay, I'm working for you. I came out the Ronaldo Road to make an honest living. But I see I'm right back where I started. And worse. The guy just ain't got a chance. Oh, remind me. I've got to phone the place. Hello? Harrigan? I see. Yes, tonight. Yes, tonight. Just as planned. Oh, yes, yes. He's all right. No, don't worry. Goodbye. Have you got a gun?
Sure, but never use it.
You won't need it. But I want you to bring it along just in case I do. Now, you've got nothing to worry about. I'll take care of everything. And nothing will be traced to either of us. You got your money? Let's go, Mike. It's getting late.
Well, Doc?
He did say Ronaldo Road.
That's where our Gloria called from, so they're all tied in together. Come along, Doc. We're going back to Mr. Wolf again, and we'll just take this record with us.
Well, Archie, I guess this phonograph was worthwhile after all. Yes, indeed.
Hey, don't you find this a very interesting recording, Nero?
I'm sure we're going to add it to our collection.
And these are the two men who took you on the ride.
That's right. But we're really no further along in our desire to help Gloria.
That's right. We're on Ronaldo Road. Boss, if we can find the address, will you go with us down there or over there or wherever it is?
I might. And you already have the clue to the address?
We have. Where?
In that phonograph recording. Play it again, Archie. Just the part where he uses the telephone. And slow the speed way down. Then take down the numbers I call off.
Okay, boss.
Six, five, three, two, three. That's enough. By slowing down the record, we were able to count the clicks of each number he used on the dial. Now, there's the number the man called. We hope it is on Ronaldo Road. Have Inspector Kramer get the address of that number combination, and we are ready to make our assault.
I'll call Kramer, and then I'll get the car out. It hadn't been out for weeks. Maybe it won't start.
No such luck, Archie, I assure you. No such luck.
Oh, here it is. I think we must go through this big gate.
Yes, there's the number. 23, Ronaldo.
Slip up to the entrance as softly as possible. Turn out your headlamps.
Here we are, boss. Easy now getting out.
Don't pull, Doctor. Don't pull on me. Here we are. Now come along.
Yeah, spooky sort of place, isn't it?
All big houses are like that. Must be 20 rooms.
Yeah. There's not a light in the place.
Use the knocker, Archie.
Uh-oh, stand back. Here comes somebody.
Yes?
Is Gloria in?
What? Gloria? And who are you?
We are here to see Gloria. Come.
It's this hour of the night? Certainly not.
Just a moment. She's an old friend of mine. Yes, and his too. He's Archie.
My good man, what is your name?
Jennings, sir. And the household is in bed at this hour.
What is it, Jennings? Who's at the door?
They're asking for you, Miss Gloria.
Oh, For me? Well, come in, gentlemen. You may go, Jennings. Please.
Very well, miss. Just as you say.
Now, what did you want?
Say, Doc, is this the Gloria?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem...
Are you Gloria?
Yes.
Well, why did you call us?
Oh, then you're Archie Goodwin.
Yes, and I'm Dr. Thrumming. But you
I
are...
called you because I need your help. Desperately.
Gloria, oh. What is going on here this up? Oh, who are these gentlemen?
Well, you see, Uncle, Mr. Goodwin came...
Came to see you? Why?
Well, Because I...
I think you'd better go to your room, my dear. Don't you think that is best? Your room and rest?
No. No, I don't want to. I won't.
Go to your room.
No. No, I won't. I can't. All those people walk in and out. They want to kill me.
Jennings, take her to her room.
Yes, sir. Come along, please.
No. No, I won't. I won't. Let me go. There are hundreds of people. They'll kill me.
Come along.
No. No. Please.
Oh. I'm so sorry. There's nothing we can do with her. Now, Mr. Goodwin.
Yeah?
What is it you wish?
They called you Uncle. Oh, pardon me. I'm Nero Wolfe.
How do you do, Mr. Wolfe? Yes, she called me Uncle, but I'm not really a relative. I'm Dr. Gunther, retained by the family. As you can see, the girl is quite ill.
Oh, well, we're old friends of Gloria's, and we'd like to see her.
But you just saw her.
We don't refer to this young lady. We have in mind the elderly Gloria. Now, come, Dr. Gunther. You know to whom we refer.
What? You mean the girl's aunt? Well, it's very strange. If you are a friend of the aunt's, that you are not aware of her condition.
Her condition?
Yes. The aunt has been bedridden for nearly a year. Paralysis. And it seems to be most coincidental with your visit, but she passed away this afternoon.
Died? Gloria?
This afternoon. But how could that be?
We'd like to see the remains, Dr. Gunther.
Yes, we'd like to see the remains. Just where are they?
They are here, Mr. Goodwin. And if you and your brother and Mr. Wolfe will step this way to the small parlor. There you are, gentlemen. I'll leave you alone. I'll be in the library.
Well, gentlemen, there she is. What do you say? Do you recognize this woman?
Well, yeah. It's been many years, but that is Gloria Barnesworth.
Well, good heavens, yes. It's Gloria, all right. Poor woman. I remember now. She married a very wealthy manufacturer named Kenton, who died. She's remained a widow, I guess.
He said she died this afternoon. Are you sure it was an elderly woman who called you this evening? And by the way, just feel her forehead.
It's warm. She couldn't have been dead more than an hour.
She isn't dead. No signs of pulse. Your cigarette case, please. Very slight moisture. Respiration barely perceptible. She's under heavy narcosis. You've given a heavy dose lately.
Let's get out of here.
Wait. You recognize the uncle? Rather, Dr. Gunther?
No, do you, Thrummy?
No.
Did he look like the man who took you for a ride?
It was too dark, boss. He was all bundled up in heavy clothes.
Let's get out of here.
The door was locked after we came in.
He's right. Come on, Doc, let's put our shoulders to it. One, two...
Go!
Gentlemen, what on earth does this mean?
Why'd you lock the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a spring lock. I had no intention of locking the door.
Then I suggest, Archie, that you have it repaired. And now, Archie, will you step to the door and let Inspector Kramer in? He followed us up the driveway.
About time. Getting cold down here.
Inspector Kramer, this is Dr. Gunther. In that room is a woman he claims is dead. She is actually under the heavy influence of narcotics.
Yeah? Well, who is she?
Mrs. Gloria Kenton, widow of the wealthy shoe manufacturer.
And this attractive young lady coming down the stairs is supposed to be mentally ill, which I do not believe. Her name is Gloria, too. A niece of the elder Gloria.
But Archie and I both knew Gloria Barnesworth. Kenton.
Yeah, I get it.
And I suggest that this man is not a doctor, but his young Gloria's husband, and they're attempting to force the Aunt Gloria to change her will in their favor.
This is utterly ridiculous.
The aunt was able to phone Doc Thrumming and me tonight, but she was apparently caught in the act.
And this man, who is posing as the uncle, hired Mike Jordan to drive his car while he picked up Archie with the intent of killing him.
Well, this is the same man?
The same. And if Mike Jordan hadn't recognized Archie, both of you would be quite dead. This man double-crossed Mike and killed him. believing that the whole thing would be blamed on Mike. Mike deliberately missed.
All right, so what's he going to do about it? Come on, let's get out of here fast.
Look out, he's a cop.
All right, now get those hands up and keep them up.
Come along, Archie. I have another appointment. The inspector can handle it from here on.
Oh, dear me. Hey, what happened? Am I all right?
Yeah, you just fainted again when the shooting started.
Oh. Really quite fortunate that Mike Jordan recorded that conversation. Fortunate indeed.
How did you know this uncle was the same guy who took us for a ride?
First, by his speech pattern, he is undoubtedly a Canadian. But you must have missed the most important sliver.
What was that?
When he escorted us to see the body, he said to you, Archie, if you and your brother and Mr. Wolfe will step this way... Now, how would he believe that Dr. Thrummick was your brother? No one mentioned it.
Of course, the clue I planted and then missed myself.
Quite right, Archie, quite right. What time is it?
8 a.m. I certainly appreciate your coming out for me on this deal.
Oh, but I didn't do it just for you. There is an Orchid Lovers Convention this morning at 9 o'clock.
What? And you mean...
Yes. I'm sure you'll enjoy it tremendously. Both of you.
Oh, brother.
What's that?
Nothing, Doc. Nothing at all.
Harold Wolfe's office. Archie Goodwin speaking.
Willie Inch, did you say?
Just a second. Do you want to talk to a fellow named Willie Inch, which I doubt?
No.
He says he's got to see you. Got to.
Who is he?
I'll ask. Mr. Wolfe doesn't recognize your name, Mr. Inch. He wants to know who you are. Just a second, I'll tell him. Mr. Inch says he's a sneak thief. He says you never heard of him, but he's heard of you. Should I tell him to get lost?
Wait a minute, Archie. Ask him what he wants.
Inch, Mr. Wolfe wants to know what you want to see him about. A phony murder rap. Says a phony murder rap.
It'd have to be, wouldn't it, Archie?
How do you mean?
Phony, I mean. Did you ever hear of a sneak thief committing murder if it could possibly be avoided? Yes, Archie. Tell Mr. Inch. I'll listen to his story.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that renowned genius who is the bulkiest, balkiest, most ponderous, and most brilliant detective in the world. Yes, none other than that chair-borne mass of unpredictable intellect, Nero Wolfe. Created by Rex Stout and brought to you in the new series of adventures of this NBC network in the person of Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
When Mr. Wolfe and I talk about this little difficulty, he calls it the case of Archie Goodwin and how he got hooked. However, I call it the case of the disappearing diamonds. I prefer my title. He prefers his. Anyhow, it started with an improbable character named Willie Inch.
That'll be our sneak thief, Archie. Let him in.
Okay, boss.
Okay.
Inch?
Yeah.
Come in. In there. I'll follow you. Mr. Wolfe, this is your client.
Mr. Inch?
Yeah.
Tall fellow. Must be over 6 feet six. Sit down.
Where?
Archie?
Here, Mr. Inch. This ought to be comfortable.
Well, Mr. Inch?
Look, Mr. Wolfe, they're going to claim that I killed a woman I never even touched. And I'm going to fry for something I never even done.
All right, Mr. Inch, how did you kill her?
I didn't. I never killed nobody in my life.
Mr. Inch, you say you're a thief. Can you prove it?
I got a record. Why?
I was wondering about that bulge in your pocket.
Oh. Oh, here? It's a silver cigarette lighter, ain't it? I guess it sort of dropped into my pocket as I was going by. You see the way it happened.
Never mind, Mr. Inch. Now tell me how you didn't kill the woman for whose murder you will fry.
Well, Mr. Wolfe, sir, it was like this. There was a window half open, you see, and I happened to crawl inside the house. But hey now.
Well, Mr. Inch?
This is just between us, ain't it?
Possibly.
How do you mean?
Explain, Archie.
Mr. Wolfe said possibly.
Oh. Well, okay. So I happened to find myself in the bedroom, see? So I happened to sort of roam around, and I hear there's like a party going on. You know, people and music. So I locked the door.
So go on.
Let him tell it his own way, Archie. Well, Miss Inch?
So that's the mistake I make.
Mistake?
Maybe I leave my fingerprints on the door.
So?
So later, a dame gets herself knocked off in the same room. And they look for fingerprints. And they find mine. I'm it. That's all. I got a record. So the chair.
I see. Pitiful case, isn't it, Archie?
Very, very mournful.
Inch.
Yes, sir?
I presume you came away with some souvenirs?
Oh, nothing. It wasn't worth the trouble. You know, just odds and ends, junk.
Have you got the junk with you?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here.
Cigarette case, platinum. Lighter, gold. Vanity case, gold. That's all?
Positively.
Junk, the man says.
I promise nothing, Mr. Inch, but it might be better if you told the truth.
Me?
You.
Oh, well.
One square cut emerald ring.
I just happened to find it. Here's something more.
A pewter ashtray.
Look, the room is dark. I can't see. Piles of coats on the beds and hats and handbags. I take what I find.
Why didn't you turn on the lights?
One of these big standing lamps. You know what I mean.
Go on.
I bump into it. And it scares the living... I mean, it scares me.
So?
I turn the switch. It don't work.
Archie.
That sounds like the law, boss.
The law.
Stay right where you are, Willie. I suggest there is a way to find out, Archie.
Okay. We don't want any.
Good morning, Goodwin. You remember me, your old friend, Inspector Kramer? Two gentlemen with me are also with the department, Perley and Ostrakovich. May we come in?
What do you want?
We want a murderer, and we want some rocks worth 250 grand. Does that answer your question?
What makes you think you'll find all those goodies here?
Come in, men. We know Willie Inch is here. Where is he?
Now, just a second.
We're coming with you, Goodwin.
Okay, Inspector, come along.
Well, Archie?
The law.
That's Willie Inch frisking. No weapons? Okay, just put the cuffs on him.
Inspector Kramer.
Oh, yes. Hello, Wolf.
I want to tell you something about this man whom you and your men have so bravely captured in my office.
You don't need to tell me about him, Wolf. We know about him.
Do you indeed?
Yes. We know he killed Mrs. Florence Avery March and stripped $250,000 worth of diamonds off her. That's all we need to know.
I didn't do no such a thing.
Where's the ice, Willie?
I never even seen none, honest.
Take him away, boys. I'll make the charge when I get back to my office.
Wait. I'm Mr. Wolf, sir.
Take him.
Look, I ain't done nothing, I tell you.
Inspector Kramer.
Yeah. We're going to have a little talk now, aren't we?
If necessary.
How do you mean?
Explain, Archie.
Mr. Wolf means you're going to have a little talk, if necessary.
Very funny. I will now draw up a chair and show you why it's necessary. In the first place, $250,000 worth of diamonds makes it necessary.
Archie, if you please, about the beer.
Okay. Will the inspector name his poison?
You know I never drink on duty.
And just for me, Archie, please.
On my way. While I opened a bottle of imported beer, it occurred to me that I had something to be grateful for. At least I wasn't in Willie Inch's enormous shoes. And as I went back to the office, I had time to wonder why Mr. Wolf would stick his fat neck out for a no-good like Willie.
Thank you, Archie, and sit down, Archie. Inspector Kramer has a theory that may amuse you.
Nero Wolf's office. It's for you, Inspector.
Hello, Kramer. Yeah? A gold cigarette holder? That's all? Okay.
Inspector, do you realize that you have already taken a great deal of my time?
Archie.
Yes, Inspector?
The great Mr. Wolf just said I had a theory that might amuse you. Would you care to hear it?
I can hardly wait.
Okay. My theory is that both Wolf and you were receivers of stolen property and possibly guilty of murder conspiracy.
So far, you got me in stitches.
Willie Inch, with a record as long as your arm, robs the home of Mrs. Florence Avery Marsh. He strangles her with a silk scarf, takes the diamond she's wearing, grabs everything else that's lying around, and then what?
Is it a question?
I'll tell you what.
He will, too. Archie, listen.
Ben Inch brings the stuff here, the stuff that's piled on Wolf's desk and the diamonds. You want me to tell you where the diamonds are? They're in that safe right there.
Inspector Kramer, I know nothing about the diamonds. They are not in the safe, and they're not in the house. Now, you can take my word for it, Oh, you can get a search warrant and make a fool of yourself. I'm going to have lunch.
By 2 o'clock, the newspapers were full of the murder of Mrs. Florence Avery March. The suspect was already in custody, caught at the home of Nero Wolf, well-known private investigator. Some of the stolen jewelry had been recovered, but not the diamonds. Then we had a visit from Mr. Anson Stark, who had opened Mrs. March's door and found her dead. Stark was a big athletic guy of about 30 or so, with the large, capable hands of a surgeon or a laboratory worker. He seemed annoyed at the inconvenience we caused him, but that was only natural.
That's the story, Mr. Wolf. I don't see how I can add anything more to it.
You had known Mrs. March for several years, huh?
Casually.
When you broke the door open, was it difficult?
Not very.
You were the first into the room?
There were three or four of us. We pushed in together.
You saw the body of Mrs. March immediately?
She was lying across the bed that was heaped with coats and hats and handbags.
You knew she was dead?
Of course not. In fact, somebody else discovered that she had been choked to death.
And who discovered that the diamonds were gone?
I don't know. I didn't.
Were there many diamonds, Mr. Stark?
No, just a few, but big ones. She wore them on a pendant around her neck.
Mr. Stark, I want to thank you again for having been so patient.
I have been patient, Mr. Wolf. I have my own business to attend to.
Which is?
Oh, I have a small but hopeful enterprise. Electronics, tubes for radio and television. Mostly experimental.
Well, that reminds me, Mr. Stark. When you entered the bedroom, was the light on or off?
Let me see. Of course, it was on. It must have been on. Why?
Just curiosity, Mr. Stark.
Oh? Anything more?
That's all, except thank you for coming here. Archie, will you take Mr. Stark to the door?
Mr. Stark departed like a man who'd been delayed by a petty annoyance. A few minutes later, the door buzzed, and I went, expecting anything. Anything but what was standing on the threshold when I opened up. A honey blonde. Or, to put it another way, a blonde honey. I said hello. No, more like hello.
Are you Mr. Wolf?
I'm his assistant, Archie Goodwin, and what can we do for you?
I'm Valerie Ladd.
And I'm Archie Goodwin. Or did I tell you that?
Well, that's exactly where I came in. Well, I mean, where I thought you were going to ask me to come in.
Oh, come in, come in. I'm sorry.
How is he? Is he here?
Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Does he know you?
No.
Is he expecting you?
No.
I see.
Of course you don't see, do you? Well, this is it, Mr. Goodwin. I'm a writer. I may not look like it, but that's what I am, and I want to do a profile, a character study of Mr. Wolf for a magazine.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, you see, there's a writer named Rex Stout.
Oh, I know. He's written a lot about Nero Wolf, but well, can't I write about him, too?
I don't know if he's going to like it, but you can't be shot for trying. Come on. Mr. Wolf, this is Valerie Ladd.
Pardon me for not rising, Miss Ladd. It is not impolite. It is merely impracticable.
Miss Ladd wants to write about you for magazine.
Please, Mr. Wolf.
Nonsense.
Mr. Wolf, if I could just spend a few hours with you, that would be enough.
Would it indeed?
Oh, yes.
Have you written much, Miss Ladd?
Oh, reams.
You know, the habits of writers interest me.
The habits?
Yeah, the writing habits. For instance, do you use a pen or a pencil? Do you dictate, or like most writers, do you do your own typing?
Mr. Wolf, if you knew the hours and days and years that I've pounded a typewriter.
Of course. Archie.
Yes, sir?
Why don't you take Miss Ladd up and show her the orchids?
You never know about Nero Wolf. At least I never do. This was something I would have bet against 1,000 to 1. I couldn't understand it. But I certainly couldn't complain.
Archie, look at this one. Oh, did you ever see anything so gorgeous?
Very pretty.
Oh, they're all just beyond belief.
Yeah?
But you're not even looking at them, Archie.
What? Oh!
Archie, are you always like this?
What do you mean like this?
Well, so distant and preoccupied.
Honey, you got me wrong. Completely. I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, about telephone numbers.
Well, it's a lovely thing to think about. What can you think about telephone numbers?
I was thinking how some girls have them and some don't.
Oh, I see. Archie, I apologize.
For what?
I did have you wrong. You're not a bit distant.
I can be a lot closer than this, honey. What is it?
What's what?
The number.
Oh, it's in the book.
Yeah? No wonder.
Sound as if you don't believe me.
Oh, I believe you, but here's a telephone book here. Let's lick it up together, shall we?
Archie.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I lied to you.
I was afraid of that, too.
Are you angry?
Well, I can take no for an answer, honey. Even when it's hard to take.
Archie, I've changed my mind. I want you to have my number. And I want you to use it, too.
You know, honey, I'm beginning to take an interest in this dialogue. Let's have it.
Okay. Olympia 93659.
And a very, very pretty number it is. Valerie Ladd. Two D's?
Uh-huh.
Olympia 93659. Honey blonde. Gorgeous.
Oh.
Spelled gorgeous. There. What are we doing tonight, Olympia 9?
And I said that you were distant and preoccupied.
We were talking about tonight.
All right, Archie. Yes, I'd love it. Oh, these orchids, they're really beyond belief. And you won't even look at them.
True. I'm too busy looking at you.
Well, how do I look, Archie?
Beyond belief, honey. Beyond belief. Well, there goes the Goodwin luck again. It's a house phone partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Okay. He wants us to come down.
Archie?
Yes, dear?
Even if he says no, we still have a date?
Honey, though the heavens fall. When we entered the office, Mr. Wolf was frowning over a sheet of letter paper in his hand. He looked up and tossed the paper to me.
That is a peculiar thing, Archie. The sheet of letter paper just arrived. Since Miss Ladd is interested in detection, show it to her.
Thank you. Well, some sort of code, isn't it? Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P. That's all. What do you suppose it means?
You're kidding.
Archie.
Oh.
What? Did I say something wrong?
No.
Miss Ladd, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I haven't time for an interview just now. Goodbye, Miss Ladd.
Oh, but Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, Archie.
Say goodbye to Miss Wolf and let's go, honey.
Goodbye.
That's the way things can be around here. Here's the door, and shall we pause for station identification?
Oh. I'll wipe it off, Archie. There.
Thanks.
What happened, Archie?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf, I mean.
Oh.
Why did he suddenly want me to go?
Well, I'll tell you, though, I don't know whether I should. That code message he showed you?
Yes.
QWERTY up.
You remember?
Yeah, sure. Because I use a typewriter. From left to right, it's the first bank of letters on any typewriter.
I see. It was a test.
Yeah. And you flunked it, baby. You're no writer.
Archie, I can explain.
Sure. Tonight.
Tonight, Archie. You do believe me, don't you, Archie?
Oh, of course, baby, of course.
Well, it's just that I was there at the party, I mean, when poor Florence was murdered. Then I read in the paper about, well, how they caught the man at Nero Wolf. And I always wanted to be a writer, so I thought if I could get an exclusive interview and, well, that would be a good way to start my career, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Pardon me a second, will you, Valerie? I got to make a phone call. There's a booth. It'll only take a minute or two.
Nero Wolf speaking.
Archie, I'm at the Riviera with Valerie Ladd.
I'm happy for you, Archie.
I will remind you that I have not seen you since Valerie left the house.
I was otherwise occupied, Archie.
With orchids.
With orchids? What do you want, Archie?
Look, with that typewriter gag, you practically told me she was a phony, didn't you?
Of course, of course.
Just for the record, how did you know?
Have you looked at her fingernails? She never touched a typewriter in her life. I wanted to be sure.
Okay, now do you want me to tell you something?
You mean that your charming companion, Valerie, was at the party when Mrs. March was murdered?
How did you know that?
Simple, Archie. I got a list of the guests from Inspector Kramer. Among them was the name of Valerie Ladway. Simple?
Ladway. Lad. Yeah, sure. Okay, what am I supposed to do about it?
Just hang on, Archie. Just hang on.
I went back to the honey blonde, the beautiful phony Valerie Ladway. I mean, I went back to the table where she should have been, but she wasn't there. I sat down and waited. Looked at my watch, 11:24. 11:32, no Miss Ladway. 11:45, I finally realized that not only Valerie, but her coat and bag were also absent. I called the waiter.
Yes, sir?
What happened to my friend?
The young lady left some time ago, sir.
Okay, give me the bill.
She paid it, sir.
She did?
Yes, sir. In fact, she said you gave her the money for it.
Yeah? Wait a minute. Well, I didn't know it, but she is certainly right.
Well, Archie, this is most thoughtless of you.
Sorry, I lost my keys. My money, too.
Your keys, Archie?
Yeah. Glad you were still up.
You lost Miss Ladway, too?
Definitely. I'm going to bed.
Good night, Archie.
You think it's funny, don't you?
Yes, Archie. Yes, yes, I do.
Good night, Mr. Wolf.
Archie.
Yeah?
Before you retire, one thing.
What?
Open the safe, will you? And leave it open.
Why?
Because there's nothing in it of importance. And it's a valuable safe, and I don't want it damaged. Good night, Archie.
At about 2:00 in the morning, I thought I heard a noise. I got up, put on the rest of my pajamas, picked up my gun, and went down to the office. The man had his head in the safe, and everything was scattered all over. I stepped inside the door. Put your hands behind your back and stand up.
Huh? Okay.
Now, just what are you after, Bob? When I woke up, I was alone on the office floor. I did not feel good. The place looked as if a hurricane had struck it. Every file drawer had been empty. I felt a draft from somewhere. Got to my feet, trying not to jostle my head too much. There's the front door standing open. I closed it gently. Then very, very gently, I groped my way to the kitchen for ice, water, and towels.
Archie!
What? Oh, didn't you hear me scream?
No. Is it bad?
It's better.
You're angry, aren't you?
Nuts.
What, Archie?
I said nuts, Mr. Wolf, nuts.
I'm sorry about what happened.
Yeah, you expected it.
But I didn't expect you to be caught by somebody behind you. You must have known there would have been two of them.
Now, how would I know that? How?
Think of Mr. Ladway's delicate hands. Do you believe she intended to open the safe herself?
You think she stole my keys and so on? Well, let me tell you... Hey, wait. That guy was digging in the safe that... Then who hit me in the head?
Archie, someday you'll be the death of me. In the morning, will you tell Inspector Kramer I'd like to see him here?
Fuming and protesting, Kramer arrived about 1:30. When I led him into the office, Mr. Wolf was gazing thoughtfully at the ground floor plan of the house of the late Mrs. Florence Avery March. We'd gotten it from the original architects. Wolf looked up and almost smiled.
Thank you for coming to me, Inspector. You know how difficult it is for me to come to you.
Okay, what's up?
I take it you haven't found the diamonds.
No, not yet. We'll break inch down, though. Don't think we won't.
Oh, I'm sure. But this is what I want to ask you, and it's quite serious.
Okay, all right, what?
After the body was found, your men arrived at the house before anyone left.
Right.
And before anybody was allowed to go, every person was searched thoroughly.
Nobody could have gotten a pin or a needle out of that place.
I know something about police methods, and I believe you. Now, how thoroughly did you search the house itself?
Wolf, look. We've got that floor plan you're studying now. There are no hidden closets. Every square inch of that house has been examined. The diamonds aren't there. Willie Inch killed the dame and snatched the diamonds. What he did with them, we'll find out.
Possibly. Goodbye, Inspector.
At approximately 3:15, the postman arrived with an envelope for me. The envelope contained my keys, the bill from the Riviera, and the money left after the check was paid. At approximately 5:07 p.m., I discovered that Wolf had been using the telephone all by himself. He explained. He was going to have a party. He had invited all of the guests who were at Mrs. Florence Avery March's somewhat fatal party, including Anson Stark, Willie Inch, and Valerie. Nero Wolf, the natural-born ham, he made an entrance that would have been worthy of Queen Victoria in her heavier days. He sat in his oversized throne behind his oversized desk and beamed at the peasants. Valerie moved toward me.
I'm sorry, Archie, but you must know why I did it.
Why?
Well, you said I wasn't a writer. I wanted to prove that you weren't a detective.
Did you take the stuff while we were dancing?
I could have, couldn't I?
You could have bumped me on the head last night, too, couldn't you?
Oh, Archie.
Let it go. It was humiliating, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you realize the purpose of this party. We want to know who killed Mrs. March and what became of her diamonds. Mr. Inch.
Yeah?
When you visited the room where the body was found, the room was dark?
The bulb was burned out. I tried to turn it on.
There had been a body on the bed. Would you have seen it?
Maybe. With all those coats, maybe not.
Sir. Mr. Stark?
Yes, I said the light was on. Perhaps I was wrong. What of it?
You're engaged in the manufacture of tubes for radio and television, huh?
I told you that.
Inspector Kramer.
Yeah, what?
A light bulb was found in the wastebasket in the room where Mrs. March died.
Yeah. Like you said, we tried the bulb in the socket and it worked. So what?
One more question. Does anybody remember whether Mr. Stark was carrying a bundle or a package under his arm when he arrived at Mrs. March's party?
Oh, I do, Mr. Wolf. I think he had a box of flowers.
That's true. I did bring flowers.
No, Mr. Stark. That box contained two parts of a light bulb and some adhesive. During the party, you strangled Mrs. March, put the diamonds into the light bulb, assembled the thing, and screwed it into the lamp socket. Archie, stop him! Really, Archie, it was quite simple. Light bulbs are only a stem glass bowl and a brass sheath. Yet nobody, including the police, would think of looking inside one. Mr. Stark could come back and collect his treasure any time after the excitement had died down. What's the matter, Archie?
I got a headache.
Valerie Ladd. Ladme. Poor girl. She and whoever the man was with her must have thought the diamonds were here. That bump on your head will be better in the morning. Bottle of beer, please, Archie.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Why must you place such confidence in women? Remember what happened to Mark Antony and Samson and Archie Goodwin. Good night, Archie.